You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello and welcome. Thank you for giving this podcast of a listen. Hey, my name is Thomas Dunville, also known as Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to use audio message on iOS messages. So this is a cast about how to send audio messages using the Messages app. Now, I have done several podcasts similar or in around this topic, and I was surprised. I haven't really discussed about the audio message, what it is, how to send it. One of the podcasts I've done is how to send an audio message using Siri. I've also showed you how to save an audio message if you receive from a conversation or a text from your friend or family, and etc. But this podcast, I'm just going to show you how you're able to use it. Now, for those that have used audio messages, well, you probably have noticed within the recent iOS and the time of this podcast is iOS 16, that Apple decided to change this around a bit. It's not as straightforward and efficient as I would like it to be, but nonetheless, it still works as it is supposed to. So this will be covering what have changed in it, and this is also for people that have never used this before. All right, so you are familiar being able to text someone. So you send each other back and forth these text messages. But did you know you can attach an audio message instead of just texting somebody? So if you're not really good with the typing or whatever, you can actually send an audio message. So it's a verbal and it can be recorded in small clips and it'll send it to the person that you want. Now, I'll admit the audio quality of the recording is not that great, but you know what? This is not for a podcast or anything serious. This is just meant to send the audio to that person. This is not supposed to be like, ooh, that sound is so beautiful. It's just not it. So the quality is not great, but it is decent enough to get it done. I also am going to give you a couple of advice and some bonus tippers and using the audio message that makes things way easier than what I'm going to show you. All right, without ado, and to start an audio message, you have to do the following. So we have to go to the Messages app.
Messages. Double tap to open.
All right, let's just hit in here. One finger double tap to open messages.
Messages. Edit button.
Now, you can do the top right to the compose a new message.
Compose button.
If you want to do it that way, that's fine. Or find an existing conversation. So myself, I have that. So I'm going to go to the right here.
Messages. Heading. Search. Search field. Dictate. Button. Conversations. Thomas. Attachment.
One file. I'm going to go in here. One finger double tap.
Add and share your name and photo. Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap to activate.
So let's just show you what we have here. So this is a typical messages area.
Messages. Thomas, welcome to the audio message podcast, 2:21 p.m. Read 2:21 p.m. Heading level 3. Camera button.
Then we get to the camera in area this conversation. That you can attach a photo or take a picture to send with your text. You're probably familiar with that.
Apps button.
Now that one is going to be the most important one here. So there's an app button there. Go to the right.
Message. Text message. Text field.
And then we have the text message where you are able to type in what you want to text someone, right? All right, so if you go to the right here,
text message, dictate button.
You have the dictate button, right? Now, if you're composing, you're going to get the keyboard as I swipe to the right. Otherwise, you're going to get this
dictate button.
Dictate, dunk. And so there's nothing there. If you double tap in the message, you'll have the keyboard there. But the most important thing we're looking for, we have to go back to the app button here.
Text message.
Go left here.
Message. Text message. Apps button.
Okay. This is where it gets really confusing. I don't understand why they do this, but right now it's collapse. And I wish it would say collapse. Perhaps when the different version comes down the road, they'll add a hint that it's collapse. If you double tap this,
apps.
It sounds like it doesn't do anything. What it does is really is expanding. So expanding set of third-party apps or built-in apps that you can use with your messages. You'll be surprised of all the different ways you can insert things into a message. And that's for you to dive in at a later point and find out for yourself. But in this case, I'm going to go to the right here.
Message. text message, dictate button.
Till we get to that dictate button again. Now, when you go to the right,
apps, photos button,
you hear a new thing. All right, so this is photos. So this is one of those stocked app or third-party apps. You can include photos in there. Yes, different than camera.
Store button.
You can include something from store.
Apple Cash button.
Yes, you can even send cash to someone.
Audio button.
There we go. That's the one we want. Now, once again, this is how we are able to send an audio message. You have to do a one-finger double tap to get this started. So go ahead and do a one-finger double tap to open this up.
Message, text message, text.
And once again, it doesn't say that it's there, but at the very bottom, four-finger tap towards the bottom of the screen.
Record. Tap or hold to record.
We get to the record button. Yes, at the very bottom. And again, if you didn't know that was there, I understand. It's just kind of confusing. But hey, that's what the podcast for. So you hear the record button. Now, it says you can do a one-finger double tap to start the recording. And then one finger double tap to stop the recording. That's one way of doing it. Or you're going to do a one finger double tap and hold. And while that's hold, it means you're recording. So you just dictate what you want to say. And then when you're done, you just let go of the finger. So just raise it up from the screen and then it'll stop the recording. Let's go ahead and do a one finger double tap to start it here.
You send. Stop.
Hello. This is me. I'm doing an audio message demonstration for this podcast. Now let's do a one-finger double tap to stop here.
Apps, audio button.
Okay. Now that we have that, now we got to go back to the message itself where you had the messages before. You got to go in that general area.
Delete audio recording button.
Okay. Now you have the option to delete it if you don't like what you just did or said and you wanted to redo it. You can just double tap that to delete it and voila, it gets deleted. Otherwise, you go to the right.
Recording length, 10 seconds.
Tells you how long it is and then go to the right.
Send button.
We have the option to send it. Let's go ahead and send it to myself here. One finger double tap.
Message, text field. Is editing. iMessage. Instant message received from Thomas. Attachment. One audio file.
Now it says one audio file. So that's what it looks like when somebody sends you an audio message or when you send it to them. Now, let's go take a look at this area.
Messages. Your iMessage. Audio message. 3:13 p.m. 10 seconds. Button. Actions available.
Now you can do all sorts of things if you swipe down.
React. Reply. Undo send. Copy. Save. More. Drag. Activate. Default.
Etc. Or you can do one finger double tap that and you'll be able to listen to that recording. And then if you want to reply back to it, you go down to the record button at the bottom and you can reply back to it and send it back to them. There is another way of doing this that is much, much easier and I'm going to highly recommend you doing. And if you double tap that, if you want to listen to the message. Now, what is this other thing that I'm talking about that's really much easier and I highly recommend you doing? But before I do that, that is how you send an audio message to a person. So you can listen to it, reply back, and etc. Let's get out of here and we're going to go to the main screen here or the home screen.
Messages. Double.
And I'm going to find my settings.
Settings. Double tap to open.
Let's go into settings. One finger double tap here.
Settings.
And now you're going to swipe to the right and to go all the way down to get the messages. It's pretty far down there, but you'll find it.
Messages button.
One finger double tap to open this up.
Allow messages to access. Heading.
All right. So we have that heading there. I put this on heading. So you can use a rotor to go to your heading. And you can either swipe to the right. And in my case, I'm going to go down to the heading of audio messages.
SMS/MMS message history. Heading. Mentions. Heading. Message filtering. Audio messages. Heading.
Once you find this area, when you go to the right of here,
expire after 30 days button.
Now, this is important because once you receive an audio message, yes, if you listen to the audio message before and you wanted to hear it again, you come back to it, you'll notice it's gone. Well, typically it's set for 2 minutes. So if you double tap this area
after 2 minutes,
you have the option for 2 minutes
selected. After 30 days.
Or after 30 days. So if you really want to save those messages, I would select 30 days. But it takes up a lot of space if you do a lot of audio messaging.
After 2 minutes.
Then I would highly recommend do the 2 minutes. Double tap that.
Selected. After 2 minutes.
I'm going to do that. Go to the top left.
Messages. Back button.
Back.
Messages. Expire. After 2 minutes.
Button. Now set to 2 minutes. Now the part I really want you to take notice is go to the right here.
Raise to listen. On.
Raise to listen to set it on. Double tap that to turn that on. And to go to the right, it'll give a little summary of that.
Raise to listen allows you to quickly listen and reply to incoming audio messages by raising the phone to your ear.
That is pretty much what it does. So essentially, this is what makes a game changer. I love this ability. So when you got a audio text message like I sent to myself, for example, instead of double tapping that to listen to it, all you have to do is just raise your phone up to your ear. It'll automatically detect that you're into the listening mode in your earpiece. And so you'll be able to hear the audio through your earpiece. So it's more private. So if you're in a public area or you just feel like I will be able to hear it better, just raise it up to your ear and you'll listen to the message itself. And then it'll give you the ability to respond back while you're up to the ear, which is really cool. So you don't have to do that record button or have to hunt for it. Otherwise, if you don't use that, you'll have to use a record button at the very bottom and have to use that option each and every time you want to send an audio message. All right, so I hope this makes a little bit more sense and give you an idea where you have to go. Now you kind of get the idea why I don't like the new layout. I think it's kind of buried deep and not really efficient. I mean, the expansion alone of the app and the audio just didn't make a whole lot of sense. I didn't know that was going to open up something at the very bottom. It's just not very apparent. I wish the focus would go directly to the record button, and that way you know it's there. But that's the point of this podcast, so you can show you how to use it and etc. All right, make use of it. Enjoy it. I love doing the auto message quite a bit myself. Raise to listen is a great feature. Take advantage of that as I do for myself. All right, that is how to use audio message on iOS messages. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Nanomouse. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.